Networking Arizona is brought to you by Hypnotic One. You can visit them on the web at hypnoticone.com. That's hypnotic, the number one.com. Networking Arizona is also brought to you by More Wealth. For more wealth and security in your retirement, visit morewealth4mywealth.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, wealth, the number four, mywealth.com.
Welcome to Networking Arizona with host Carol Blonder. You'll hear interviews with businesses located throughout the valley. Networking, it makes a difference. If I traded
it all. Welcome to the show, everyone. And I love my show. I say this a lot. The reason why I love it so much is because there's so much information here for whether it's you or someone that you know. I want to also say happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there, all the first responders. Thank you so much for your service and all that you do. We're live on Facebook, so I do want to say hi to everybody out there. We're not today. I forgot. I'm not going to do that. I do that every time. So I have with me Shauna Moore, and she is the owner of More Wealth Management. Welcome back to the show. Before you came on, you gave me some paperwork, and one of the things that just sort of jumped out at me was financial house and keeping them in order. First, I want you to tell a little bit about yourself, okay? Because I think what I love about you is we've talked about before, you bring sort of a little bit of the old and the new to everybody. And also, you have been growing so much in this last year, especially. You're an author as well. We're going to give away one of your books. So first, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, what we're going to talk about today, and then also I want to talk about your book too.
And thank you, Carol. And it's really a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
I enjoy our conversations, and I do love that we're talking about this topic now, because we're talking about some of the end of the year things that you might want to take a look at. It's truly one of the best times to make some smart financial moves that can set you up for success in the new year and beyond, and just making sure you tie up any loose ends before the end of the year. But again, I've been in the business insurance and financial services industry for over 25 years. I actually started working for my parents in their agency. I got licensed at 18 while in college, and I branched out on my own around my own agency starting at age 23. And over time I've realized that what people really want in retirement is not just a pile of money. What they want is peace of mind, safety, security. And so at More Wealth, we focus on holistic retirement planning, covering things like income, guaranteed income sources, investments, taxes, healthcare, estate planning. We make sure no stone is unturned and or overlooked. And we want our clients to know where every dollar is coming from, how it's going to be taxed, with another income will last as long as they do.
And knowing your numbers, I think that's so important. When you talk about keeping your financial house in order, that's a lot to do with it. Understanding also how to get to where you really want to be and making it so that you are, you know, well, I'm hoping that you could say comfortable, right?
Right.
Because I think that everybody would want to retire and not to have a care in the world, right?
Exactly. And of course, we can't take away all the stresses, but we can really put together, you know, dial in a true retirement income plan. And that's where we're different than a lot of advisors and a lot of firms, is that we put together a true income plan. So we're going to make sure we're going to maximize your Social Security. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. But looking at your Social Security benefits, any pension benefits you might have, you know, what your income needs are, what that gap is, and truly making sure that your portfolio is set up properly so that you can make sure you have that income coming in regardless of, you know, what's going on in the market, or if something comes up with a medical expense or a home repair, or you need a new car, whatever that case might be. And so it takes a little bit more effort and time on our part, but it really allows us to make sure our clients can feel confident and feel secure going into retirement and have at least a little bit less stress and enjoy retirement a lot more.
Which you should, you know, you deserve.
Absolutely.
Now,
everyone deserves that.
Your book, Retire With More, it's the holistic approach for a relaxed retirement, which is what we're talking about here. I want you to tell everybody a little bit about it. What I know more than anything is you've made it very simple.
Yes.
Complicated subject, simple.
Yes. And we talk about several different, it's a little bit, I wouldn't say it's generic, but it's a little bit more general a topic as far as my philosophies, you know, my background a little bit. It gives some examples of actual client, you know, situations and stories that we've dealt with and how we've been able to help them. But we talk a little bit about investments. We talk about insurance, which might be annuities, long-term care. There's a chapter fully devoted to Social Security in there. And so at least it gives you some tools, even if you kind of want to do it yourself. But I do advise that, you know, read through that and find an advisor that you feel comfortable with, because they're going to make sure that you're not overlooking anything. Kind of like, I don't know, if you hire a personal trainer, for example, to get in shape for an event, you know, you might know how to diet and work out, but this makes sure you have all the tools and you really have everything in place, because this could be a third of your life. You don't want to leave it up to chance.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think that I would call her. And I really think it's important for people to get this information. And, you know, with this book, it's not a book that you have to read from cover to cover. It's not about that. You know, look and see what you might be interested in. Social Security, a lot of people are. How to, you know, make sure that you're not paying too much.
Taxes,
that's really big. There's everything. When you're a senior, there isn't anything that isn't important. And what I love about her is that her approach, when, yes, she's younger, but she also, you, like you said, you've been in this business for 25 years, mm-hmm. and other people are asking, you've been on several interviews where you...
Yep, with TV interviews. We interviewed with Tom Hagna. I've been on a few different TV, you know, stations, Fox Business, CNBC, Real America's Voice, did an interview with them. And just kind of getting, you know, people to kind of start thinking and kind of things to look out for and what they should be looking for in an advisor, so you can find the right advisor for you.
And when you listen to her, you can hear it. You can hear your passion for what you do and helping people. And you can hear how she knows what she's talking about. Her number to call is 833-4 My Wealth. You can check her out on her website, which is morewealthtalk.com. And we're going to open up the lines of the audience for everyone to get the book. It's called Retire With More, The Holistic Approach for a Relaxed Retirement. And our number here is 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. So let's talk really quickly, because we only have a couple of minutes. First, about the foundation first, that first piece that's probably the most important.
Absolutely. And the foundation, I believe, starts with Social Security. You know, and that's one of the main questions that we get all the time. And sometimes even before someone realizes they really need to talk to a new advisor, they call in and their question is, when should I take Social Security? That is one of the top questions that we get asked. And, you know, the right timing, it's not a black and white, cut and dry type of issue. There might be some advisors that say, hey, take it as early as you can. 62, it may not be there. Take it at full retirement age. Wait till 70. But to me, those don't really necessarily fit everyone's situation. We really have to tie it in, you know, things like your age, your health, longevity in your family, you know, your marital status, other income sources, when you're planning to retire, what your investment portfolio looks like. All these things are part of the factor to determine what's the actual optimal time to start taking your benefits. Now, we look at just not just the monthly amount, and the monthly amount is a big deal, but we also want to look at what's that lifetime expectancy, what's your break-even point. So we actually run reports for our clients to say, hey, let's look at all these different numbers. We're going to give a recommendation in their income plan, what we feel that coordinates the best and fits the best with everything else that they have going on, including when do they want to retire. But ultimately, it's up to them. But at least they can go in with education, with information, and not just go in saying, hey, I think I should just take it at 62 because someone told me I should take it as early as I can. So we really think that it's super important, because, you know, obviously if you take it at 62, you're going to get smaller checks, but you're also getting it, say, eight more years of checks than if you wait until 70. But if you wait past your full retirement age, you get an actual delayed retirement credit, meaning that they will increase your benefit by 8% each year that you wait past your full retirement age. So those are factors that come into play. Also, who's the higher, if you're married, the higher income earner. And between the spouses, that can make a difference. Maybe the higher income earner waits, maybe the lower income earner starts taking it early. So there's a lot of things to think about. So we really advise that you work with an advisor who specializes in this.
It's the number one question for every senior, right?
It is.
When to take it. And they make it sort of difficult, like everything else, right?
They really do.
But you simplify it by helping them, running the reports, mm-hmm. showing them where they're probably going to be, right?
Exactly.
And so that helps. And so we've got our lines open here for everyone to get her book. It's Retire With More, and that's spelled M-O-O-R-E, The Holistic Approach for a Relaxed Retirement. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Check her out on her website. It's More, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com.
If I traded it all.
Welcome back. We're talking with Shauna Moore, and she's the owner of Moore Wealth Management. At the break, we always kind of sit here and talk a little bit more about everything that you like to talk about, and there's so much. There's so much that we can go on forever and ever and ever. Year end right now is really important, folks, for everybody to start thinking about that right now and what's important. And where that's what she's going to do is bring up some pointers for you. We've got our lines open here for everyone to get her book. It is Retire with Moore, M-O-O-R-E, The Holistic Approach for Relaxed Retirement. And I'm going to let everyone call throughout the rest of the show. And our number here is 602-277-5369. Year end IRA and Roth moves. Let's go ahead and talk about that.
Yes, this is a big one, and the reason we're talking about it now is that that people shouldn't wait until December, mid-December to start doing that, because the companies get backlogged. Your advisor, you know, they're also busy doing that. And so to make sure that things process in time, you want to talk to your advisor early to know what things you need to do. So, you know, one of the big things is making sure if you're 73 or older that you don't forget your required minimum distribution or RMD. Missing that deadline can be up to a 50% penalty on the amount you should have withdrawn. So you want to make sure, especially if this is the first year, that you talk to your advisor or you talk at least with the company that you're with and make sure that you've taken all your required distributions. We want to make sure you don't mix them up in the wrong ways and that you take how much you're supposed to take so that the IRS doesn't penalize you. That's number one. Second, it's a great time to look at potential Roth conversions. You know, moving some money from your traditional IRA to a Roth can, even though you pay the taxes up front now, we are at a historically low tax and rate environment, so that can be beneficial. Plus, if once it moves to the Roth, all the growth is tax-free going forward. So you want to look and see how much gap you might have in your tax bracket and how much you might want to move over into a Roth now before the end of the year, so that you can now have more tax-free income in later years if tax rates go up. And then finally, charitable giving. So, you know, a lot of our clients are already giving to their church or favorite nonprofit, but you can consider doing it directly from your IRA as a qualified charitable distribution. So this not only allows you to give that the donation to the charity of your choice, but it satisfies your required minimum distribution and keeps that amount outside of your taxable income. So those are other things that you can talk to your advisor about and make sure you're doing those in the right way.
Well, I don't know about anybody out there, but I know that I feel like this year has just flown by. And this, as we're getting closer to the end, it's getting even faster, it feels like. So what I hear you saying is don't wait.
Correct.
Talk to your advisor. Talk to Shauna. If you don't have somebody that you feel confident in, if you haven't talked to them, there's a lot of good reasons why you do second opinions all the
Absolutely.
Time. And there is nothing wrong with doing that. As a matter of fact, I believe everybody should. So you can call her direct. Her phone number is 833, the number 4, My Wealth. Her website is Moore, M-O-O-R-E, Wealth talk.com. So we got to reduce the taxes.
Exactly. Okay. We do. Yep. And I believe strongly in proactive tax planning. It can make a huge difference this year and in years going forward. So again, you know, with those Roth conversions, you want to fill up those lower tax brackets. Now, thankfully, this year, the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was set to expire was permanently extended by the One Big Beautiful Act signed into law this year in July. So that's the nice thing is we have a little more time. Now, we don't know if things will change in the future. But, you know, we want to make sure you're maximizing those tax brackets, you know, because Social Security is still being taxed. Now there is that additional $6,000 tax credit for those over age 65. So you can factor that in as well. And that might help you be able to potentially do a larger Roth conversion this year. You know, but we want to also, when you're looking at that, you want to look at properly diversifying your investment portfolio for tax diversification. You know, you want to have a good mix of some taxable, you know, you can't avoid that. Maybe some tax deferred types of accounts, some tax free type of investment accounts. And so what that does is it gives you a lot of flexibility in later years when we don't know what your your tax situation is going to look like, what tax rates are going to be. But it's all about, you know, controlling your tax rate in retirement instead of being at the mercy of Congress, because we have no control over what changes in the future. Now, there's still talk about Social Security maybe eventually not being taxed, but we still have to plan for that, because as it is now, it's still taxable. So again, proactively planning for that is the best thing that you can do for yourself.
Again, having a free consultation with her, sit down and find out. You like to do that. You do a little discovery call with everybody.
Yes.
Or what do you call it?
It could be a second opinion discovery call. Mm-hmm. It's really just to kind of get to know each other and know what your situation is, what you've been doing, what maybe has been working for you, maybe what you've liked or don't like. Maybe there's some areas, some gaps that your advisor hasn't addressed. And so we can really talk about that. We can look at that. We can do an analysis of your current investment portfolio, give you some real feedback, and just overall looking at the whole picture to see what can we do to maybe optimize or improve your situation.
One of the things that we've done here on this show is we've taken sort of a mock situation, and the way that you approach your clients and how you work with them and giving them charts and numbers,
yep,
you know, that real, they mean something. They're,
yes,
real numbers that help them, help you be able to sort of see in the future.
Right. And we don't overcomplicate it, but also we hear all the time from people that have been with a different advisor for years, for decades. They come in and within one or two meetings with us, they say, you have helped me more in these one or two meetings in a couple of hours of time than my advisor has in over a decade.
And the other thing about you is it's not a pressure approach in any way.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, that you work, I forgot if it's a three prong or whatever at the where
it's
you do
typically
it.
Typically a three prong approach, because we'll have an initial call, then we'll have a second call where we can kind of get more information, have a more in-depth conversation. Mm-hmm. And then at least one more conversation where we say, hey, here's your income plan, here's some recommendations, and then from there we can dive in deeper. It might even be four, but if someone's, you know, it depends if the situation is a little simpler. It doesn't have to be four meetings, but we like to make sure we're taking our time, we're not rushing the process, and that everyone gets that undivided attention, because no one's a number in our office. We are more of a boutique firm. Everyone's like family, like friends to us, and I think that everyone deserves that when you're talking about something as important as your retirement.
Again, we've got our lines open here for everyone to get her book. It's Retire With More, MOORE, The Holistic Approach for a Relaxed Retirement. And our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Her website is more, MOORE, wealthtalk.com. Well, we got to talk about this market volatility.
Yes. And, you know, that's one of our specialties. And yes, early this year in the spring, there was a lot of market volatility. But we are an independent registered investment advisory firm. So we're able to partner with different portfolio managers that we have vetted, that we work with. For example, one is Market Guard. And their approach is really to help manage risk by analyzing the data daily. So it's active, truly active management, and adjusting positions proactively rather than emotionally or reactive. So in a sense, they're building the arc in advance rather than waiting for the rain to come. And so that definitely helps. In addition to that, we build kind of what we call income buckets. So for example, if you're retiring now, you have a short-term bucket. So you want to still get some growth out of that, but we want to make sure that there's less volatility so that as you need to pull money out of that, there's either no or low volatility so you can take income without worrying about what's happening in the market. Then you may have a bucket for 5 to 10 years and then for the long-term, because you still need to have enough growth for inflation for long-term in your retirement, which could be 20, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. So it's all about, you know, balance, protection, peace of mind, and really making sure that your accounts are being actively managed, not where, you know, some people have had accounts where they say, my advisor hasn't made a single change in my account for 10 years. And then they're looking at the returns and wondering why. Well, if you're not actively managing it, you know, it might be a good time to maybe take a look at your portfolio, get an analysis, see if maybe there's a better way of doing things.
If you haven't heard from your financial advisor, there's a good reason why. And, you know, I've seen it happen. I've seen it, so I know it does happen. So please, don't let that happen to you. And if you have any questions and you want to get a second opinion, give her a call. Again, her phone number is 833, the number 4, MyWealth. So we're going to get to it. The common year-end mistakes that people make real quickly.
So again, kind of a recap, but a few of the big ones, some of the big mistakes are forgetting to take your RMDs or taking them from the wrong account. Also ignoring capital gains or potentially tax loss harvesting opportunities that you might be able to take advantage of. Not reviewing your beneficiary designations. You want to make sure that they're current and up to date. And then also, you know, waiting too long to make moves that need to be done by December 31st. So, and we have clients that will call, you know, we reach out to all of our clients, but if you call December 15th, December 20th, there is a chance that they may not be able to get it done in time. So we urge everyone to reach out to your advisors now and start that process and make sure that you, if you have an RMD or you want to do a Roth conversion or you want to take money out for a gift, whatever that might be, that you start that process now, because there is, they do, again, the companies get backlogged because everyone's trying to do it all at the end.
Everybody's procrastinating.
Exactly. But there's plenty of time
money
now.
And you know what? The sooner that you get it done, the happier you're going to be.
Exactly.
On top of it. Okay, so her number is 833, the number 4, My Wealth. You could check her out on her website, which is more, MOORE, wealthtalk.com. And I'm going to let everyone call throughout the rest of the show for her book. It's Retire With More, the holistic approach for a relaxed retirement. Call us here at 602-277-5369.